Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Welcome to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero, the refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. World Subaru, get more for your money. McClune's Restaurants. For locations, visit McClune's.com. The Monmouth Smoke Shop on 2nd Avenue in Long Branch. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. Now, with all the action, here's Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And a very good morning to you as we welcome you in towards the end part of November, which means for us the football season coming to a close, as it will conclude today with the 2014 season wrap up, as Monmouth welcoming in Gardner Webb. Hawks coming into this one 5-5 overall, 0-4 in league play. Gardner Webb at 4-7, also 0-4 in league play. Along with Eddie Acapinti, I'm Matt Harmon. Our good buddies Mark Anthony back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting today on 1160, 1310 a.m., and of course on the web at shoresportsnetwork.com. Quick little programming note, you may hear some wind in the background during the game from out in the stands today, as this one being broadcast from the league perspective on ESPN3. So if you hear the wind kick up, of which it certainly will during the course of the day, it is cool and windy here at Mama's Stadium. We apologize for any interference that we'll have during the course of the broadcast. Both of these teams looking for something that has been quite elusive this season. That, Eddie, is a league win, each coming in at 0-4, as we just mentioned. And for both teams, you know, certainly for Monmouth, I think the game has extreme importance. Number one, you're able to finish with a winning season. Number two, you're able to lock in that first conference win before the end part of this year, and you don't have to think about it all during the course of the offseason.
Yeah, Matt, and a happy windy Saturday to you as well. And you couldn't have said it any better. Going into an offseason, you're going to want to go in with momentum, and I think that's the biggest thing. You want to go in with a winning record as well, but the bigger thing is getting off the schneid, getting that first Big South win for Coach Callahan and crew would be important into offseason conditioning, into another round of recruiting, into really the next chapter in Monmouth football as they, quote, wrap up year one in the Big South this afternoon. It's a game in which neither team wants to go into the offseason winless in the league. Big day in the Big South, another game being played a few miles south of us will determine the championship, but this one just as important for the players on this field.
That being Coastal Carolina and Liberty, those two teams matching up down just outside of Myrtle Beach from where we were a week ago. The Chanticleers with a 52-21 win over Monmouth a week ago. We'll take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll conclude the pregame show, get you set for the opening kickoff time here for the national anthem on Senior Day. 2-minute pause. We're back with more of the pregame show. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Our pregame show today presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Final game of the 2014 season, the running Bulldogs of Gardner Webb making the trip up from Boiling Springs, North Carolina. Take a look at the coaching matchup today. In just his second year, Carroll McCray is the head coach, an overall record of 11-12. Had a really good season last year. Gardner Webb 7-5, their best win total since 2003, and they were good against good teams last year. That was a big, big difference for them. They went 3-1 against nationally ranked teams. They spent some time in the top 25. This year, they have certainly fallen off a little bit, 4-7 overall and 0-4 in league play. Kevin Callahan, his 22nd year here as the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, 125-102. And again, Monmouth trying to do the same thing, looking for win number one in league play, not just this season, but for Monmouth, in their case, in their school's history. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. It is bright and sunny. That is the good thing. It is cool and windy. That is the bad. Game time temperature right in the mid-30s. The wind coming out of the northwest today and gusting up to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Again, you'll hear it in our headset during the course of the broadcast. We invite you, obviously, to just stick with us as best we can. We're trying to make some alterations to the equipment right now to make it a little bit better for you from a listening perspective. Want to correct one thing. The game not being broadcast on ESPN3 today. It is on the American Sports Network. You can check your local listings for availability for the show during the course of the game here today. But obviously, as always, we hope that you stick with us on the radio side as we wrap things up here for the 2014 season. Senior Day, as we mentioned, the host of seniors who have given 4, sometimes 5 years in the program, all being introduced to the fans who have braved the cold here today. Just a couple of minutes ago, take a look at the list. Lamar Davenport, Brad Brown, Thad Richards, Brandon Hill, Eric Sumlin, Neil Sterling, Greg DePew, Dan Kowal, Nick Carroll, Danny Agaman, Pat Gray, KB Asante, Jake Morrow, Wes Cunningham, Dan Sullivan, Pete Ireland, Stephen Andes, Max Ruiz, Corey Neal, Reese Johnston, Josh Samanowicz, Ed Hunt, Hakeem Vallis, Evan Ruwain, Pat O'Hara, Eric Masick, Andrew Jerzynski, Ryan Moore, Lucas Brown, and Zach Irizarry. Eddie, a lot of familiar names on that list for Mammoth fans from a bunch of different perspectives. You know, teams obviously and fans become very accustomed to certain names, and there are some big names on that list, guys that over the course of next year will be very difficult to replace.
Yeah, Matt, and kind of the first couple that jump off of the page when you read them is the quarterback-receiver combination of Brandon Hill and Neil Sterling. That'll be a lot of production that this program will have to replace moving forward. And then some names of players that have played a lot of games in West Long Branch on both sides of the ball. We should mention you may see some of those players potentially come back next year for fifth years. I know that some of that stuff works itself out in the offseason, but no kind of doubt that some of those names are going to be sorely missed, and even the ones that participate on special teams and some of the other areas with this program. But really, really tough to replace your all-time receptions leader in Neil Sterling. He's part of a large class of graduating receivers with Thaddeus Richards and Eric Sumlin and Lamar Davenport. Matt, for the last 3 years, that's been receivers 1 through 4 in the depth chart, so a lot of new faces going to be catching passes next season.
Sterling had a great game last week in what was a tough one for Mammoth down at number one Coastal Carolina. 8 catches, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns, and with those 8 catches, he moves into first place overall. 198 receptions coming in to the game today. Number one atop the list that also includes Adam San Miguel, Miles Austin, Tyler George, and Will Holder. And with the 2 touchdown receptions, he moves into second all-time in touchdown receptions behind Miles Austin and one ahead of Will Holder. Now second all-time in receiving yardage. He is about 300 shy of the all-time mark by Miles Austin of 2,867 yards. And you would have thought if he would have not missed a game here or there during the course of it, he'd have a real legitimate chance of eclipsing that mark. So unfortunate on one regard, but boy, what a great career. And last week a little bit different for him. He had Greg DePew throwing him the football, who got his first collegiate start. Brandon Hill was out with the turf toe. He is back today, feeling much better, and should be fine to operate this offense for Mammoth, which, you know, by all accounts during the course of the season, making the adjustment under first-year offensive coordinator Kevin Morris here at Mammoth has looked pretty good a good chunk of the season. Early struggles against Big South competition, but even last week in a loss, found some big-time play potential.
And we talked about, Matt, on our broadcast this year, and you and I haven't done a game in a couple weeks, so it's good to be back with you. But we talked about the jump in play that Mammoth is enjoying now, and that is they're witnessing here in the Big South. Well, part of that is an adjustment under a new offensive coordinator. I like the strides that this offense has been kind of undertaking every week. We like the balance. We like what we've seen. Don't forget also KB Asante was lost for the year early on. We got to see the emergence of LaVon Chaney. I think this offense will just get better and better year 2 and 3 under Coach Morris. Obviously, next year will be difficult breaking in a new signal caller.
Our injury report today presented by Barnabas Health. Premier healthcare one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. We mentioned Brandon Hill back in the fold today. Mammoth was very thin last week at the defensive tackle spot with Andrew Jerzynski and Eric Masick both sitting out. I saw Masick dressed and went through pregame today. He should be good to go. Obviously, KB Asante, as Eddie said, missed for much of the part of the season. But it's one of those days that if you are a senior or a fifth-year guy, you're doing everything you can to make sure that you are back onto the field here today. The coin toss today presented by Coke Zero, the refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it is game day. And for the final time in this 2014 year, it is game day here at Monmouth Stadium. The opening kickoff will be handled by Gardner Webb. And the running Bulldogs have a pretty good combination of quarterback receiver as well. Lucas Beatty, who is a redshirt senior quarterback, 6'2", 210 pounds. His favorite target is Kenny Cook. And if you'll look at the Big South leaders up and down the mark, Cook and Sterling basically alternate two and three in a lot of those spots. Cook coming in number two in receptions per game, number three in yards per game, was a preseason All-American. Good target, 6'4", 218. He is very reminiscent body type-wise of Neil Sterling. It's a guy that Monmouth will have to keep an eye on in the secondary all day long.
Yeah, just because neither of these teams has won a Big South game doesn't mean that they don't have really good players. And you said it, I wouldn't be shocked to see both Cook and Sterling on the All-Big South awards teams at the end of this regular season. Cook, Matt, can not only stretch the field vertically, but he's a really good possession guy. Third down, he's the guy that Beatty looks for to move the sticks. Really good player, runs sharp routes. We'll see if both passing attacks, however, are affected today by the wind. Beautiful day here, but it is whipping around a bit off the ocean.
J.J. Hubbard, number 22. Deepest man of three back right now for Gardner Webb. As Monmouth will get set, they will kick in the end zone and defend the end zone off to our left. Gardner Webb going to the end zone to our right. Final day of the 2014 campaign. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Shore Sports Network. Number 45, Lucas Santangelo getting set to kick off. And as the wind will be an issue today, the ball falling off the tee. Monmouth in their home blue uniforms, all blue. Blue jerseys, dark blue pants, the silver helmets with the blue Monmouth M on either side, white numerals with the gray helmets. And, of course, for Gardner Webb, that will put them in white jerseys today, black pants, black helmets with the running Bulldog insignia on either side. Kickoff just seconds away now as Santangelo will approach it, puts it right in the middle of the field at the 35-yard line, uses the wind to it at an advantage. Hubbard will return from his own goal line out to the 10, getting to the 15, runs through the 20 and gets out over the 25-yard line where it'll be first down and 10. For Gardner Webb. Matt McAlvin, David Sutton, their two tackles, Dylan Hooper, and David McConnell, the two guards. Asante McPhee is the center. Seth Cranville, the tight end. Three wide receivers set. Deontay Swinton, Calais Jones, and Kenny Cook. Those three wideouts. Juwan Blunt will be the starting running back today. And Lucas Beatty, the 6'2", 210-pound redshirt senior quarterback on the season, has thrown for over 2,300 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. He will operate here from a shotgun look. Four wide receiver set, quick pass to the outside. They will get involved in the passing game pretty quick here, and that ball thrown on the outside, hauled in by Cook, who will make the catch. As we mentioned, preseason All-American comes in with some gaudy numbers, 56 catches in just 9 games played during the course of the year, 5 touchdown receptions as well. Joe Johnson, go through the Monmouth defense as a no-huddle attack in play here for Gardner Webb. Two back set right now for Beatty. Three wide receiver package, two off to the left, one back to the right. Mama showing blitz off the right edge. Ball will be kept on the ground. It will be Blunt looking for the first down, stacked up at the line of scrimmage, which was at the 35-yard line. No real gain to set up third and short. Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara starting at the outside defensive end spots. Inside today, it is Demetrius Smith and Eric Masick to get the call. The linebacking core, Peyton Minnick, Dan Sullivan, and John Sikowski. Sullivan getting the start today in the middle. The back four, Marcus Leslie, Joe Johnson, and it is Agbai Aroha and Mike Basile, the duo of the true freshmen to start at safety. On third down and short, the give up the middle will be a first down. Blunt will run it out over the 40-yard line, get to around the 42, enough to move the sticks. As we're about a minute and a half into our first quarter, no score.
And not Matt, just the two starting safeties, true freshmen, three of the four starting defensive backs, obviously with Leslie, true freshman as well. So a youth movement obviously intact here in West Long Branch. No truer sign of that than in the secondary.
Cook and Swinton this time form a two-receiver combo off to the left side. Play action for Beatty. Wants to flip it in the flat. He has his tight end caught behind the line of scrimmage. Good gang tackling by Monmouth. Almost lost the football. for a second. Dan Sullivan among those leading the charge for the tackle. Loss of a yard on the play to make it second and 11.
And it's curious that we see Gardner Webb come out. Four plays, couple of runs, couple of passes. They are the worst team running the football in the Big South, Matt. They average under 70 yards per game on the ground. Already, however, showing, especially going into the win, they're not afraid to keep it on the ground.
Split back set as Hubbard and Blunt both into the game, along with Beatty in the backfield. Three receivers, two left and one to the right. Here now on second down and 11. Beatty gets it, has time. Now flush to the pocket and is hit. Ball popped out as well. It was Leslie to make the play on the sack, and the fumble recovery for Monmouth will go right into the hands of Demetrius Smith. MU with the big turnover. They'll have it first and 10.
Beatty should have seen that coming. Leslie from his left defensive end spot right in his face, and he actually went low and around him. Beatty hit the ground. Good to see him up and moving around, but big hit from Darnell coming off that edge, and then Darnell with the sack, Demetrius with the recovery, and that's how you start senior day.
Now Monmouth will bring the offense back on. They take over at the Gardner-Webb 35-yard line. Brandon Hill operating the offense. We'll keep it on the ground for LaVon Cheney. Left side stretch play. Bouncing down inside the 30. Gets to the 29 for a first down. The Monmouth offense under the direction of 6'5", 230-pound senior Brandon Hill. Another good year for him. 2,235 yards coming in. 18 touchdowns. 6 interceptions. Did not play a week ago. Now on second and 4. Play action. Hill rolling left, throwing deep flat, has Vallis, who cannot hold on to the football. Hakeem Vallis starting at the tight end. The offensive line, Sam Bell and Keith Klutz at the two tackle spots. It is Reese Johnson, Hunter McHugh, the guards. Alex Thompson is the freshman center. LaVon Cheney in the backfield. The wide receiver core, Neil Sterling, Lamar Davenport, and Darren Ambush. Monmouth always rotating a lot of players in and out. They'll come here with an empty backfield look. Trips this time off to the right side, and a two-receiver combo, Sterling and Cheney, off to the left. Sumlin, Ambush, and Richards all coming near sideline right. Ball in the middle of the field with 3 minutes gone by in the opening quarter. Hill gets the shotgun snap. Looks to throw, dumps down over the middle, finds Sterling at the 25-yard line, shakes off a couple of tackles, falling forward. Will have the first down, down close to the 23. It'll be first and 10 for MU.
You know, Matt, when you were talking pregame, how Neil is about 300 yards away from that top spot, the first thought that came across my mind, just throw to him 40 times. Why not? Why not? Now, I know you don't want to pad stats to take away from some of the great players that have come before him, but why not? Especially when you have the wind at your back like Monmouth does now.
Hawks will operate here on first and 10 from the Gardner-Webb 23-yard line. We'll go through the running Bulldog lineup in just a second. They go 3-4. Hill with time here on first down. Looking, going to dump it down outside to LaVon Cheney. Nice shifty move down around the 20-yard line, getting forward to the 18. Gains 5, maybe 5.5. Make it second down and 4. Tyler Huff Jenkins on one defensive end. LaRon Glenn the other. O.J. Mao, big-time nose man in the middle. Mao goes 6'2", 308. He is a preseason All-American for Gardner-Webb. Aaron Cook, one of the top tacklers in the league. One outside linebacker. Donald Bowie the third at the other. Kenyatta Dunbar, Bradley Taylor, the two inside men. Ivan Toomer and Angel Guzman, the corners. Steve Cristobal and Spencer Havard are the two safeties. Second down here, let's call it 4. Sumlin in motion across the formation. Give up the middle is to Cheney. He will work his way down to the 15-yard line, about a yard shy of a first down. Third and 1 coming up.
And I think just like Monmouth, 5-5, no wins in the Big South. Gardner-Webb, Matt, good football team, 4-7. They had lost a tough one to Furman to begin the year. Their second loss, 23-7, competitive game at Wake Forest. They've been in most of their football games. This is definitely going to be an interesting 60 minutes here. Monmouth, third and short. Look for them to either give it to Cheney or maybe go play action.
Double tight end look, Fable and Vallis. It'll be Cheney. Good slip move in the backfield. Trying to fall forward. Look for the first down. Going to be awfully close. Needs to get fully to the 14-yard line. Good interior pressure that time by the Gardner-Webb three-man front. A little bit shy. It'll be fourth down and about a yard. And Monmouth lining up to go for it here on fourth and 1.
The wind that is here, which you can hear a little bit in our microphone, is at Monmouth's back. It wouldn't be a terrible field goal attempt here, but I like the call. Fourth and 1 from the 14.
Hill quickly to the line. Now we'll check over to the line of scrimmage. Get a new set of signals to come in. Play clock down to 8. Cheney will reset himself to the right side of Hill. Now with 3 on the clock. Motion across, play clock down to one. Hill needs to call a timeout. He saw it as the clock winding down to zero and will use a timeout before taking the penalty. With that, we'll step out as well. 9:29 to go, opening quarter. Monmouth with a fourth down and one. When we come back, looking to drive for an opening score. We pause real quick for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Today's game brought to you in part by ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. ServPro, EatontownLongBranch.com. Fourth down and about a yard as we return here off our first timeout. 9:29 to go here in the opening quarter. No score between Monmouth and Gardner-Webb as the Hawks and Running Bulldogs playing their final game of the 2014 season. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti for the first of two games today on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks basketball team playing the middle game of a three-game homestand that got up and running last night with good success. MU looking good against Bethune-Cookman.
73-50 win over the Wildcats from Daytona Beach. CBE Hall of Fame Classic being hosted here at the MAC. Monmouth this afternoon, former NEC foe, Central Connecticut State, before wrapping it up with Towson, who was very impressive in their win yesterday. 25-win team from a year ago. Matt, before we get back to the action, talked a lot about Neil Sterling in our open. Want to give a quick shout-out. One of our normal fans who listens heard isn't doing too well. Neil's grandmother in the hospital currently. So, Miss Tillman, what we're sending Matt and I a shout-out to you. Hope all is well. We appreciate you listening. Please, please get well quickly.
Monmouth going with an unbalanced look here to the left side of the formation. Hill going to roll right in trouble. Dump it down. Cheney will make the catch. He'll have the first down inside the 10 and works his way down to the 8. Great work by Hill to elude the rush and a sack and get Monmouth a first down, finding Cheney in the flat.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Great work by Hill, but what a catch from LaVon Cheney. He's very, very diminutive, about 5'8", but he went high to pull that one down. Keeps the drive alive.
First and goal now for MU. Ball spotted at the Gardner-Webb 9-yard line. Hill will go with a trips formation off to the left. Sterling, Ambush, and Richards. Cheney staying in the backfield. Vallis tight end off to the right. Play clock down to 7. Hill taking his time between plays. Here comes a blitz off the edge. Hill wants to throw. He's got Cheney in the flat down inside the 5, lowering the shoulder, and gets run out of bounds around the 3-yard line. Again, tackler lost his helmet, that being number 36, Angel Guzman, the redshirt freshman. It'll set up MU with a second and goal from the Gardner-Webb 3-yard line. Bulldogs reset offensively. Guzman had to go off. Trey Lucas, the redshirt freshman, will come in. And now on second and goal. Hill checks over the defense. Will keep it on the ground with Cheney. Cheney working his way down to the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Monmouth. LaVon Cheney from 3 yards out. MU scoring. And Cheney on the ground with his 8th rushing touchdown. Comes in as the number one man all-purpose in yardage, not doing anything on that drive to hurt his cause. And the Hawks coming away with their first score of the day. They lead it 6-0 with 8:23 to go in the opening quarter.
So it's Cheney, the player who kept the drive going with that great fourth down catch, the one that punches it in. That's a nice drive, like the mixture with run and pass that we saw from this offense, able to get the first touchdown of the afternoon on the board.
Lucas Santangelo on for the extra point to try to make it 7-0. Good snap, good hold by Greg Depew. Kick is up, and it is good. It is Monmouth 7 and Gardner-Webb nothing. 8:23 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We welcome you back here to Monmouth Stadium, final day of the 2014 campaign. And as always, we thank all of our sponsors, including the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. And our good friends at Jersey Mike's. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carrot Square, or order online at jerseymikessubs.com. Or you could pretty much find them everywhere in Monmouth, Ocean County, New Jersey, and up and down the East Coast, the West Coast. And there's not many states that Jersey Mike's does not have some sort of presence located around the country. What an unbelievable franchise and their support this year during the course of our 2014 football season. Rolling now into basketball has been nothing short of spectacular.
Yeah, it's been a good year. And, you know, obviously the football team looking for their first win in Big South play. But, you know what, Matt, it's been a good year not only for the players but for us to get to some of these Big South schools. Everyone in this league is incredibly hospitable, and it's been such a thrill. And Kyle Kalander and company do a tremendous job at the league office. You know, I'm a little upset and sad that our Big South relationship for at least a few months will be put on hold when we obviously get into the MAC for basketball season. Obviously, the sports here at Monmouth, soccer and everything else, compete in that league as well. But it's been fun, and I also have enjoyed the weather. I like going down south. The couple of trips I was able to get on this year have been phenomenal. Our good colleague Brian Sweeney was with you last week down in Coastal. Obviously, I'm very upset that I was able to miss that one.
Yeah, well, it was a nice trip, short of a rough return flight home.
That's the rumor.
Which we won't get into. No need to relive what was a tough couple of hours, but it was good to be back at Coastal. We were there a few years back, so the second time that Monmouth had played down in Conway, South Carolina. Hawks with a 7-0 lead. Lucas Santangelo set to kick off from the 35-yard line. Again, J.J. Hubbard is back deep. He is a dangerous return man. High end-over-end kick, a bit short. Returnable from the 2-yard line for Hubbard. He'll come to his left, get to the near side hash mark, and wrapped up around the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. A couple of Monmouth defenders getting down the field on the special team side of things. Teddy Martinez leading the way, number 40. Martinez, one of those young secondary guys, sophomore from Baltimore, Maryland. That is an area that Monmouth, you know, they've experienced some growing pains during the course of the year, but man, should they be pretty good in the back four over the course of the next couple with these young athletic players that they have.
Yeah, and there were other names we haven't even mentioned yet. Kevin Butler as well, a young safety who's gotten some playing time this season and played very well. You said it. It was a question mark coming into the year, but now coming out of this season, I don't think there's any question. It'll be a strength of this team moving forward for the next couple of seasons.
First down and 10 for Beatty. Keep it on the ground. It is Blunt to get it, and after a gain of a couple, Blunt taken down at the 28-yard line. Gain of 4. Demetrius Smith, Tyler Thompson among those on the tackle. Another one of those young guys, Lakeith Celestine, checking into the game as Monmouth will go nickel. Kevin Butler, we hope to see play today. He was banged up last week, did not play, but is dressed and expected to be able to give it a go here this afternoon with one of those high ankle sprains.
Yeah, it's a nagging injury and one of those ones that really can't go away. It needs a rest. Obviously, the Hawks haven't had a bye in a while, so they haven't been able to get too much rest as they finish up the year today.
Trips out to the right. Beatty wants to throw. Looks over the middle. Finds his favorite target, Kenny Cook, who will make the catch and get out to the 38-yard line. That is a first down. You can see Cook just on the field. He is a massive target.
He, Matt, looks more like a tight end when he catches the football. Mike Basile is as good a safety as there is in the Big South, and he's a true freshman. That's the difference between an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old, because Cook is just a big physical player. That's where these young Hawks defensive backs will be in a couple years, but Cook is there today, and he's a big-time player.
Trips off on the right side. Jones staying as the single receiver into the Mama sideline. Beatty gets the snap, looking that way, has a target. Catch is made by Jones in Mama territory. Down to the Hawks' 44-yard line, Kalei Jones, the 6'1", 186-pound sophomore from Union, South Carolina, with a good grab there.
Nice timing pattern as he'll have to come off the field now, but that was a really nice timing seam. Beatty right in step with his receiver, and they're into Monmouth territory now, moving with 6:45 and counting to go in the first.
Jones with his 14th catch of the year, now a three-wide receiver combo, two off to the top side of the formation, to the right, Cook, near side, bottom of the left. He's played by Marcus Leslie with limited safety help up over the top. Beatty looking that way, hit as he releases the football. They will say it's a fumble. Sullivan able to keep it up, gets to the 40, 35, 30, 25, down inside the 20. Sullivan then, I think, had the ball stripped out. Monmouth will keep it, however, down inside the 15-yard line, get to the 12. Hawks with another turnover. Dan Sullivan with the big return, and MU in business to score again.
And I'll tell you, I think everyone kind of unsure what was going on there. Beatty was hit, and the ball came out kind of screwy. It came out kind of sideways, and everyone kind of stopped, assuming that the arm was coming forward. No whistle. Sullivan heads up, picked it up, got a lot of yards, after that play, Matt, to the naked eye, it did look like a fumble. But that's a tough one either way. This game is on TV, but without the benefit of replay this afternoon, so it'll be Monmouth ball.
Second with a Sullivan with a second fumble recovery of the year. A quick pass to the outside. Richards unable to grab it low from Brandon Hill. Set up Monmouth now with a second down and 10 from the Gardner-Webb 13-yard line. 6:11 to go in the opening quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti here on the Shore Sports Network. Hakeem Vallis checking out. Eric Sumlin will check in. Sumlin will join Sterling. Formation left. Ball on the left hash mark to the near sideline. Ambush in the slot. Richards has the receiver. Cheney and Hill both in the backfield. Hill wants to throw here. Has some time. Now step. He lost the football. Popped around. Still up for grabs. And I believe Monmouth, fortunately enough, able to get it. They'll say, however, that his arm was moving forward. It'll go as an incompletion. Was knocked around a couple of times. The nearest man for Monmouth to be close to getting it was offensive lineman Reese Johnston.
Similar-looking play to what we saw with Beatty is that one. They do rule that Hill's arm moving forward. Late call, however. It was after kind of a scrum had already ensued, so the Hawks get it back here. Leading 7-0 after the Gardner-Webb turnover.
Three wide receiver combo. Vallis tight end right, Sterling receiver right, Ambush and Richards off on the left side. Hill here wants to throw, looking left, has plenty of time, coming back over the middle part of the field, down and just deflected away at the last second. Richards had it, but could not keep his feet in bounds. Defended well by Spencer Havard, the free safety, and Monmouth will send the field goal team on, trying to make sure they get points out of this turnover.
Ton of time for Brandon Hill in the pocket. He was able to pat that football a couple of times, and by the time he was able to find Richards, ball thrown a little behind him. That is very sure-handed, and he wasn't able to complete the whole process of the catch, so 5:54 to go first quarter. Santangelo on.
Santangelo for a 30-yard attempt, 9 of 16 on the season. Good snap, good hold. Kick has the distance for sure. It is up and it is good. Monmouth with a 10-0 first quarter lead. 5:49 to go in this opening period. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here high above Monmouth Stadium, Hawks up 10-0 over Gardner-Webb early on in this one. And fans, the Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, nightly entertainment, and the best wings around. Whether you're watching college or NFL football, or college hoops in the NBA, or you're having your next private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street is your spot. Visit their website, boathousebarandgrill.com. Also, make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar.
Monmouth leading here by a score of 10-0. Quick check of the other league games going on. There's just one other all-league matchup as number one Coastal Carolina will play host to Liberty. Big South Championship on the line and the automatic bid. Coastal would certainly get an at-large bid if for some reason they lost this game today, but trying to stay undefeated and go to 5-0 and perhaps have a top seed in the upcoming FCS playoffs. They will host Liberty, who, with a loss last week, on the outside looking in right now in terms of an at-large bid. Charleston Southern, the other game going on right now, they are down at number 10, Georgia, and the Bulldogs lead the Bulldogs. That's Georgia leading Charleston Southern by a score of 14-0. Presbyterian has this final week of the season off on their schedule.
Now, the final week of the year bye week is rather anticlimactic, isn't it?
Well, it is, unless you knew that, you know, you were going to the playoffs, and then you'd actually really like it. Presbyterian is not going to the playoffs, so yes, it is a bit anticlimactic. Santangelo to kick off from the 35-yard line. High end-over-end kick. Hubbard will let this bounce out of the back part of the end zone and come out to the 25-yard line for a touchback where Gardner-Webb, who has had some issues here offensively so far, a couple of turnovers. Monmouth has been able to translate that into 10 points so far. 5:49 to go in the opening quarter, and the running Bulldog offense on their way back on.
And they have been able to move the ball in the 20s, however, and we've seen them use nice rhythm passing game with Cook and crew on the outside. So we'll see what they elect to do here. Again, not a team that is going to run the football a whole bunch, but with the weather the way it is, they may have to. However, they trail 10-0, so I'd look for them to keep it in the air on this drive.
Beatty will put Blunt off to his left. keep it on the ground, slice his way through, starting right, cutting back left over the 25, gets to about the 28-yard line. Gain of three to set up second down and seven. 5.5 minutes to play here, quarter number one.
Gain of three. Figures, by the way, TV games at home, the two we've had to be outside, I just realized. Can't catch a break in that regard.
Both in lovely weather, mind you.
I'll take this, though, over the one we had the last time.
Five-man front for MU. Option this time, it's Beatty tracked down on the backside by Peyton Minnick, who will come up and make the tackle. Minnick, a guy who we saw really burst onto the scene last year, got better week in and week out, and his play this year has also been spectacular. Just very consistent playing that outside linebacker spot.
Yeah, very rare you see a player play as a true freshman in this defense, and he not only did it, but he's a good one, and he'll be an all-league player before all is said and done here in West Long Branch.
Hawks will go nickel here on third down and a long seven. Cook motioning across the formation, sets up, trips to the right. Beatty wants to roll that way. Lets it go. Finds Cook in the flat. Monmouth has the defense pretty well. Basile and Minnick both there on the combo tackle. Small gain, if any. Fourth down and a quick three and out for the running Bulldog offense. They'll have to kick it away.
Really good defensive series for this Monmouth Hawks side, Matt. It was a good job defending the option by Minnick that possession that played before. And on that time, they converged. A little zone defense look. They're able to come up and make the tackle. That was a nice job by Coach Bobick and company getting their offense, the football back, 4 minutes and change to go in a first quarter, which they'll have the win at their back for.
Andrew Komornik will come on to punt. Come out, Dumas back deep, low snap, and not a great kick, but might take a bit of a roll, and it will. Bouncing at the 35, trickling its way down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line, where it is downed. And Monmouth will really get their first full possession here offensively, not coming off of a turnover. 3:52 to go opening quarter. It is Monmouth with a 10-0 advantage on Gardner-Webb. Final day of the regular season for both of these teams. We invite you to kick back around campus tonight in West Long Branch in the warm confines of the Multipurpose Activity Center. Hawks basketball taking on Central Connecticut State at 7:30. Here's the give to LeVon Cheney on first and 10. Cheney getting to the 30-yard line for a gain of two to set up second down and eight. Good interior pressure by Bradley Taylor, the inside linebacker who will make the tackle. Fresh set of players coming in here for Monmouth. Davenport and someone going off on the left, Choi and Romeo Harris. Matt Choi, Romeo Harris off on the right side. Sumlin will motion back across the formation. Hill fakes the lateral pass, dumps down over the middle, trying to set up middle screen for Cheney. Just couldn't connect with him, and it'll set Monmouth into a third and eight.
And Monmouth fortunate not to get illegal men downfield, Matt. Two offensive linemen on that play were about 8 yards downfield. They faked that little fly sweep look to Sumlin. I think they were looking to go screen left to Cheney. Gardner-Webb blew it up pretty well. So now it'll be third and long with the wind again at Monmouth's back.
Davenport up top to the left. Sumlin, Choi, and Harris all near sideline right. Gardner-Webb showing blitz. And they'll back it off. And Monmouth will reorganize here. Bulldogs look like they will drop eight and rush three. Hill will step up in the pocket. Have to move off to his right. Lets it go. This one deflected away. And a good play by Donald Bowie. The outside linebacker, number 15, had a legitimate chance to intercept that ball.
Well, Matt, did you see right before the snap, Gardner-Webb completely changed their defensive look. They arranged and rearranged the back four, and as you said, they brought three, they dropped eight. That was a tremendous defensive shift at the last second, and they forced this Monmouth punt.
Ryan Moore on to kick for the first time today. Moore, among those introduced to the crowd, has had a solid punting career for the Hawks. Gets off a dandy here. This will drive Hubbard all the way back inside his 20-yard line. Good coverage down the field. Ed Royd's number 29 with flags out. I think this is going to be an illegal block and a great punt and a solid coverage job by MU.
Yeah, that's going to end up acting as though, if you do the quick math, that's going to end up being about a 60-yard change of kind of momentum and possession there after Moore's punt and this penalty. I think I saw what you saw, too, left block in the back on one of the gunners. And we'll get the official call here. They'll put the ball down right around that 16-yard line or so.
Monmouth in charge of this one. Late first quarter with less than 3 minutes to go. Hawks up top 10-0, both coming off of Gardner-Webb turnovers as the running Bulldog offense will make its way back onto the field. Pinned down inside their own 10. Ball will be spotted at the 9-yard line. Still waiting to get the change set up on the far side. Beatty will operate this time with Blunt in the backfield. Keep it on the ground, running off on the right side. Blunt will spin his way forward to the 10. Nothing more than that, just a yard pickup. MU pretty solid defensively this year against the rush. Number 4 overall in the league in total defense, but the second-ranked team against the run.
They've been good, Matt, and they've been stout up front. Not too many teams have been able to kind of run wild on this team. Really, the only one that stands out, Charleston Southern and their triple option attack.
Second down and 9. Hawks will go nickel. Butler and Carroll both come in to now the back 5. Beatty under immediate pressure. Going to tuck it in, run, slide at the 15-yard line. Pick up about 5. It'll be a 3rd and 4 now coming up for Gardner-Webb.
3rd down and 4.
Cook will come near sideline left. Tight end Mike Estes, redshirt sophomore, good target, 6'4", 236, is checked in at the tight end spot. One on either side, receivers on either side. Beatty seeing if they could get Monmouth to jump. Hawks will go with that pass rush unit. O'Hara and Leslie this time at the tackle spots. Corey Neal and Zachary Rosari at the ends. Timeout has been taken. We'll take a break as well. 1:35 to go here at quarter number 1. We step out for 30 seconds with Monmouth leading 10-0. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we're back here right to the line of scrimmage off the timeout. Gardner-Webb will have it 3rd down and 4. Beatty getting the snap, looking right all the way, trying to go in the direction of number 7, Deontay Swinton. That one out of bounds and incomplete, and the Monmouth defense will get off the field in a hurry. Another 3 and out forced here by the MU. 11 on the defensive side of the ball. Eddie, they have looked sharp so far in this first quarter.
They've been good. They have been sound in their run assignments, and outside of a couple of passes, they have been good defending. Now, Matt, what we're going to look for is on the possession switch at the quarter break, the team with the wind at their back. I always keep an eye on that in weather like this. Monmouth is plus 10 so far with the wind at their back, so we'll have to see if that plays into things here. But as you said, the defense doing well.
Hawks bringing pressure on Komornik. It will be a short punt, and Dumas will let it roll just on the 50-yard line side for Monmouth, where it will be down at the Hawks' 47-yard line. So Monmouth here with a minute 17 of which to work with here with the win. You would think if you're going to throw it, now is the time to do it with limited time here, 77 seconds to go with the wind at your back.
That's the thing I'm going to keep an eye on. It's going to be, as long as this wind is swirling and you can hear it in our microphone, it's going to be a factor. Now, Gardner-Webb has been able to move it through the air, but Monmouth has had the better go of things in this first quarter, obviously, with that 10-0 lead. I'm not saying you go fast this next minute 17, but being Monmouth as a no-huddle team, maybe go a little quicker.
Pitch off to the right side. Cheney stretching it out. He is dropped in the backfield about the 44-yard line. That'll be a loss of 3. Good pressure coming forward. Number 97, Philip Fata from American Samoa. Big guy up front, 6'3", 306.
Couple of 300-pounders on this Gardner-Webb defensive line. They put 3 down here.
2nd down and 13. Inside of a minute to go. Hawks will keep it on the ground again. And again, Cheney in trouble. He'll be dropped for a loss of about a half yard. So back-to-back losses here in the run game for MU. That time it was number 43, Stephen Cristobal, coming up from his strong safety spot. 3rd down, a long 13 now for MU.
Kind of the opposite of what we thought they were going to do. Again, wind at your back, 10-0 lead. Maybe be more aggressive and throw it. They elect to keep it on the ground a couple of plays here with this first quarter ticking away.
Tight 2 receiver sets off on either side for Hill. Might be the final play from scrimmage here in the first quarter. Hill in trouble. Takes a step back, now takes a step forward, dumps it off for Cheney, safety valve around midfield. Cheney in trouble and will get knocked down right around midfield. That'll be a gain of six with 2.8 to go on the clock. Eddie, I would agree. That was kind of a curious set of downs for Monmouth. I would have thought they could have been a bit more attacking in that drive, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter.
Matt, I agree. I thought Monmouth was going to come out minute 17, maybe go fast, look to do something in the air. I think that plays into Gardner Webb's hands as we'll begin quarter number two after a break.
We will take a timeout here. We'll make it a 60-second pause. Hawks will come back on, swap ends of the field, and hit a punt into the wind. They do, however, lead it 10-0. We're back in 60 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports and the Monmouth Digital Network.